Chapter 1. Preface to reprint edition. The reader should grasp clearly the date at which this book was written. It was done in 1907. It appeared in various magazines as a serial in 1908, and it was published in the fall of that year. At that time, the aeroplane was, for most people, merely a rumor and the Osage held the air. The contemporary reader has all the advantage of 10 years' experience since this story was imagined. He can correct his author at a dozen points and estimate the value of these warnings by the standard of a decade of realities. The book is weak on anti-aircraft guns, for example, and still more negligent of submarines. Much, no doubt, will strike the reader as quaint and limited, but upon much the writer may not unreasonably plume himself. The interpretation of the German spirit must have read as a caricature in 1908. Was it a caricature? Prince Karl seemed a fantasy then. Reality has since copied Prince Karl with an astonishing faithfulness. Is it too much to hope that some democratic Earth may not ultimately get even with His Highness? Our author tells us in this book, as he has told us in others, more especially in The World Set Free, and as he has been telling us this year in his War and the Future, that if mankind goes on with war, the smash-up of civilization is inevitable. It is chaos, or the United States of the world for mankind. There is no other choice. 10 years have but added an enormous conviction to the message of this book. It remains essentially right, a pamphlet story in support of the League to Enforce Peace. K. The War in the Air. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.